Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with some good news because winger Alan Saint-Maximin is, according to reports, set to be rewarded for his impressive recent form with a contract extension at St James's Park. The Frenchman signed a six-year deal when he signed for $16 million from Nice last summer. But he has been in advanced talks over an additional year to that and a bumper pay rise. So if the new deal is signed in the next few days, which is as expected, it'll be a contract that will keep Saint-Maximin at St James's Park until 2026 and would also bring him in line with the club's other top earners. The 23-year-old has quickly established himself as a firm fans' favourite. He scored 4 goals in 30 appearances so far for the Magpies. That was last season, and also got 1 goal and provided an assist in the 3-1 win against Burnley in Newcastle's last match before the international break. Meanwhile, good news on the international front for Miguel Almiron. He helped Paraguay pick up a 1-0 win over Venezuela. Almiron started the match in what was a World Cup qualifier for his country against the Venezuela side, who had won their last 3 games. A late winner, though, from Gaston Jimenez, giving Paraguay the victory. A disappointment, though, for fellow Magpie player Fabian Scher, as the Switzerland centre-half was sent off in the late stages of his side's 3-3 Nations League draw with Germany. Ashraf Lazar was an unused substitute, meanwhile in Morocco's 1-1 friendly draw with Democratic Republic of Congo. More Newcastle players, including Scotland's Ryan Fraser and Irishman Jeff Hendrick, are set to be in action for their respective countries on Wednesday.